mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, it is Monday, the 7th day of March, 2005. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. Buffett is betting against the dollar. He made almost $3 billion last year doing it. And we'll talk about, well, why, but Mr. Buffett and other top globalists are doing this with the country that they live in and the country where they made all of this money. We have more and more TV shows out promoting torture, telling everybody how great it is, including the torture of children to get answers for the government. I will also get into 50% or 50 cents of every tax dollar goes to pay for all these new wars. Say no to the Big Brother plan for the Internet. This out of the Toronto Star, going into some of the plans they have to regulate and take the net over. And they have to because more and more people are leaving the mainstream media. I mean, on a weekly basis, they're losing control of the information war. Private firms to police terror orders in the U.S. and in England. More and more, quote, private watchdog firms are taking control of regulatory systems of our governments. U.S. targets spy services abroad and has shipped hundreds of people overseas to be tortured in third-party countries. More and more of this now coming out. Syria is to redeploy its troops up against its border, not fully pulling them out of Lebanon. That's not enough. The war drums are beating savagely right now for war with Syria and Iran, and that could kick off any time. We now have a defense pact between Iran and Syria, something we haven't seen ever before. It's getting very, very serious. Also, police arrest an 8-year-old after alleged outburst. Now yelling in Williamsburg Elementary School. Now yelling when you're 8 years old gets you arrested. That's just some of what's coming up. But I don't want to spend all day on this. I don't want to give them what they want. I've been busy making a new film that I've now released, Martial Law, 9-1-1, Rise of the Police State. It'll be shipping out at the end of this week for people that want to order it. I'd like to hear from the listeners that are members of PrisonPlanet.tv that have had a chance to watch Martial Law. We released it first on the Internet. And I've been very busy. I meant 3 weeks ago to write a rebuttal to the Popular Mechanics hit piece, but I was literally working 14 hours a day on top of this radio show on the new film and was just unable to do it. But I went out of town this weekend with the family, just a few days off here locally, and returning home, I found out about Mr. Chertoff, reportedly the cousin, the first cousin of the new Homeland Security chief, who's been intimately involved in 9/11 and the cover-up of it. I learned that he savaged me for over 3 hours, and others, but particularly myself, savaged me. And, you know, that's his right to do it, but I have confirmed that he said repeatedly, why won't Mr. Jones call in and defend himself? This is in the middle of the night, and as if I could even call in to Coast AM. You just can't call into that show. No, I was asleep. I was asleep Saturday night at 9 p.m. Getting some much-needed recharge of the battery. So I'm going to address this guy, and I'm going to try to deal with it. I'm going to try to write a response to it. It's just the fraud in this article is so huge, it's encyclopedic. I mean, if I try to respond to it properly, I mean, it'll be a 14-volume set. And I'm not joking. And we're talking about thousands of pages to properly do this. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy-turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Minutes, 35 seconds into this first hour, into the second segment. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live for the next 2 hours, 51 minutes. Wide open telephones today. A mass of vital news and information. Rule change lets CIA freely send suspects abroad to jails, including American citizens. Now, Republican and Democrat appointed judges, federal judges, have been saying, look, you can't ship people overseas to torture them without due process. And you've got to go ahead and charge Jose Padilla. You've had the guy for 3 years. And what does Bush do? He says, hey, I, again, am the supreme ruler. That's what Alberto Gonzalez has said, our new attorney general. I'll do whatever I want, whenever I want, and so I'm going to expand it where the CIA independent, even really of the president, just under general orders, can grab you, disappear you, and take you to foreign gulags. This is the type of stuff. And the new Homeland Security head, Michael Chertoff, the 9/11 cover-up artist, intimately involved protecting bankrollers of the supposed hijackers. I mean, we can go on and on about this guy. He says the president is above the law and can do whatever he wants as well. So this is really scary. This is really, really serious. I want to get into what's happening to the dollar and how Warren Buffett's out there just attacking it savagely. And it's no surprise he supports Schwarzenegger. Just un-American all across the board. I don't want to spend all day on this, and I want to put a recording of my analysis that's coming up, and I'd like one of our listeners to make a transcript of it. I'm also going to write a short bullet point refutation of the real facts and a repudiation of Homeland Security Chief's first cousin, Benjamin Chertoff's vicious attack piece on myself and others in Popular Mechanics. I was too busy finishing 9/11, rise of the police state in the last 3 weeks, to write a rebuttal to it. And I finished the film last Wednesday night, actually Thursday morning. Sent it off Thursday morning to have it mass-produced. It should be done here in a few days. We can start shipping these out to you. You can already order it right now if you want to order a hard copy of it, or go to prisonplanet.tv to watch it. And so we jumped in the car, the wife and kids, and we went down to Fort Aransas, this little Texas, you know, coastline, literally just so I could sleep and spend time with the family, and that's what I did. And on Saturday night, I went to bed at 9 o'clock. And my wife, the kids went to sleep. They were tired, and I went to sleep at 9 o'clock. And I woke up the next morning, and I had about 10 phone messages on my cell phone. And I started listening to them, and, hey, did you hear Art Bell? He had Benjamin Chertoff on. The guy attacks you multiple times each hour. And, again, I'm nothing against Art Bell. I go on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. I think George is great. George doesn't censor me, lets me say whatever I want. I get to reach, you know, 14 million people an hour, you know, 20 million hits to the website in a single night. Bill O'Reilly has 2 million people watching him an evening, okay, and he's the number one show. Does that give you an idea how big Coast to Coast AM is? It's the second biggest radio show in the country, all right? Number one biggest thing in the country is Rush Limbaugh, period. Cable and TV is so broken up, so many channels, that it just, folks, I've been on Good Morning America and plugged my website twice, and I get, you know, 40,000 hits. You go on George Norrie's show, you get 20 million. I mean, it's insane. It's awesome. It's just amazing. And so, hey, it's Art Bell's right to say that 9/11 wasn't an inside job and to say it's garbage if you say it. I disagree with that. Some people just can't face up to the full horror of what we're dealing with. George Norrie can. And George has had me on five times now. Three of the five, I went into 9/11. And I mean, he lets me go anywhere I want. It's just incredible. He's got amazing courage. So I don't want to start some fight here. And so I don't want a bunch of bashing at Coast to Coast AM. My beef is with Benjamin, first cousin, same, you know, next door neighbors with Uncle Chertoff, the Homeland Security Director. And I have the news articles here in front of me. I'd heard this 3 weeks ago. Now it's confirmed. You know, we're talking about calling up Mr. Chertoff, and he says no comment. And you call up his mommy because he wasn't smart to call mommy and tell her to lie. And mommy says, of course. Uncle Chertoff comes over for dinner. Now, my problem is with Benjamin Chertoff and Megs, the chief editor, and the rest of them. 2 weeks ago, I issued challenges for them both to come on the air. Won't do it. I called their office over and over again. You've heard me on air. Tell my producers, both of them, hey, call these people again. And if they do not come on, I'm going to give their phone numbers out on air, you know, the general number at Popular Mechanics, and say, hey, you come on here and you defend your ideas. Well, I love how globalists operate, because that's exactly what Chertoff, Benjamin Chertoff of the Homeland Security family, said about me. He gets up there on the show and says into his tirade against me, well, Alex Jones needs to call in and defend himself, and if he doesn't, means he can't. And so the Homeland Security's 25-year-old editor who did reporting in Iraq, I mean, you talk about these Gannon characters and the rest of it, I smell a gigantic stinking rat, folks. I mean, you know thousands of reporters are on the payroll. Well, there's something thicker than the payroll, and that's called blood. And so this thing had the classic signs of this all along. Mr. Jones, hours later, Mr. Jones is afraid to call in. He can't defend himself. Number one, folks, you try to call into one of those shows. I mean, I tried probably for 5 years to call into Rush Limbaugh. Always busy. Never even got through to a screener. You try to call into Coast to Coast AM, the lines are so overloaded, you don't even get a busy signal. In fact, last night, there I was at 1 a.m., trying to call into Art Bell's show when he gave the phone number out. It was so overloaded, it didn't even give me a busy signal. Thousands of people calling. Oh, Alex won't call in. He's afraid. So I tried to call in last night. Of course I couldn't call in. And I know, contrary to popular belief, I don't have some back phone number, you know, where I call in and I get on the air. No. A producer sets you up for those shows. They call you up, put you on the air. That's how it works. So this is basically, you know, the type of garbage. I call Mr. Chertoff, Mr. Homeland Security, and I say, I want you on my show. I want to go over this point by point with you, and I want to show where you're wrong. He wouldn't do it. I go on NPR, and I say, is this 50-50 time? They go, yes, 50-50. He gets 15 minutes. I get 4 minutes. 4 minutes with the host talking over me. They interviewed me for 30 minutes and cut it down to 4 minutes. I've since had a chance to listen to that interview. See, these people cannot win on a level playing field. I would clean the floor with them. But you know what? I've got more numbers in, major government studies. The newspapers have now lost half their circulation. TV news, people are leaving it in droves. They're leaving television, period. Last year's numbers were upwards of 45% have left entirely. Now the new numbers are coming in, it's even worse. So just keep on doing what you're doing. You've already failed. You've already lost. There's nothing you can do to stop us, even if your bosses start nuking cities and blaming it on Al-Qaeda. You're going to fail. People know that you're full of garbage. They know you twist. Don't you know when you went on the air that 90% of people knew and just believed us even more when you did that? You just threw gasoline on your own funeral pyre, figuratively, you know, the funeral pyre for your lies. Your lies are going up in smoke. There's nothing you can do. I mean, I could sit here and refute them. I mean, one of the big things they do in the article is they say that we say that there were F-16 intercepts of errant aircraft hundreds of times before 9/11. And they quote this Major Douglas Martin, public affairs officer for NORAD, as saying that there'd only been one intercept in the decade before 9/11 of an errant jet aircraft or aircraft, and that was Payne Stewart. They have to admit that because Payne Stewart, everybody knows about that. And then they say, oh, it took an hour and 22 minutes for the jets to get to them. No. They found out that the aircraft had depressurized and hadn't radioed back an hour and 22 minutes after it took off from Florida. I have the original USA Today articles. They're in my new film, by the way. So see how they play that little mind game? Oh, see, it took an hour and 22 minutes. No, it took 18 minutes for five F-16s to surround the aircraft after they got the launch order. 18 minutes. And they followed it for another 2 hours till it crashed in the Midwest. But guess what? We have Major Douglas Martin, public affairs officer from the Associated Press from 2 years ago, talking about 68 intercepts of errant aircraft in the year before 9/11. And hundreds in the decade before. But you don't have to go back to the very person they quote refuting that. You can talk to any pilot. Everybody, we've all heard over the years of a jet that got off course or some guys in a Cessna flew over a military base and jets force them down. Just everybody knows that's not true. That's just one of the points. And of the 16, I'd say 10 of them are pure garbage. And Mr. Chertoff is also very dishonest. We'll talk about that when we get back.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
All right, this is what I'm going to do. I don't want to spend all day on Chertoff, the cousin, the next-door neighbor, you know, good little New Yorkers, of the Homeland Security chief putting together this ham-fisted attack that they're counting on people not checking out against myself and others. I'm going to write a response to it, and in the next hour, I'm going to do about a 10-minute dissertation on it, try to limit it to 10 minutes and make a transcript of it and put that out as well. I'm sure you want to talk about it, though, because the guy was on one of the biggest radio shows in the country for over 3 hours, savaging myself and others. And again, it's people like Chertoff count on you not checking out the facts. This is the same government that says one person killed Kennedy. 90% of you don't believe that now in major polls. This is the same government that says they don't ship heroin and cocaine in, no matter how many times they've been caught red-handed doing it, or no matter how many government agents we have on. This is the same government that said they never had any prior knowledge of 9/11. Now it's been all over the news they did. The same government that says that, you know, I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky, and shook their finger. The same government that said there's weapons of mass destruction, and then said we never said there were weapons of mass destruction. It's an urban legend. I mean, that's how dumb they think you are. And they build up straw men, fake debates, fake arguments to knock it down. And it's just so incredibly shoddy. So later, I'm going to give the phone number out to Popular Mechanics. And I had the actual magazine, but left it at the house. I want to give the main number out to Hearst Publishing, known for its yellow journalism, knowing for its political manipulations. I mean, literally, Hearst was the pioneer in having, basically working for the government and having his people on the payroll, government agents on the payroll. So this should really be no surprise. And we'll be going over that as well. But really, if we're going to talk about this, we should just talk about the truth of 9/11. Nowhere in the article does it mention public officials warned not to fly, admitted. Nowhere does it mention CIA insider trading. Nowhere does it mention the NORAD drills that morning. Nowhere does it mention bin Laden being on CIA payroll, because they can't discredit that. They can just argue things that can't be proven one way or the other, like did a plane hit the Pentagon, or was there a pod on the belly? I've always said, folks, I leave those things alone because you can't prove it one way or the other. I think debating it and discussing it's fine. I've had guests on that talk about it. I predominantly stick to bombs in the buildings and public officials warned not to fly and the drills and the stand down. And all that is admitted. And they attack all that, too. Except the public officials and stuff like that. Because, I mean, how are they going to argue with MSNBC and Associated Press and San Francisco Chronicle and Times of London? They can't. But they were going to do all that. But every time I sent them information, they would just ignore it and move on. And Mr. Chertoff told me, he said, the nephew or the cousin of Homeland Security Chief, he told me, they call him Uncle Chertoff, what the family says. He's actually a first cousin of the Homeland Security Chief. He told me, oh, no, Mr. Jones, I promise this is not a hit piece. We're just looking at these, you know, these prominent theories and talking about them. I said, you promise it isn't. Oh, I promise it isn't. Then I talked to his boss. Oh, we promise it isn't. We promise it isn't. And I had never, after being interviewed by hundreds of publications over the years, never thought it was fake. This was so bad, so amateurish, that I called up and got a hold of the editor and I said, is this real? These people work for you? And they said, yes, they do. And I wondered, and I'm not knocking young people. I'm young, folks. I'm 31 years old. I've been doing this since I was, 20 years old. But I wonder why it was 20-year-olds and 22-year-olds and the editor over this, 25, Chertoff. And they were bumbling idiots. They literally were just gibbering fools when I would talk to them. I'd send them news articles. And they sounded like 15-year-olds. Well, yeah, dude, that. What about this? What about this one? Miss Sparkle, can you give that to me? I'm sorry, my phone's not working. Get the recorder. Can you call me right back? I mean, they just sounded. And that's why we're going to beat these people. They're a bunch of low-grade morons, and people don't have any trust or credibility in them now, and we're winning. So you've lost, and end of story. I mean, it's just over for you people. It's over. They've got this blog now that they put up there on the Popular Mechanics website, and they say, oh, we've been getting lots of negative comments, but then they only post the positive ones. So go email them, go write a comment, and then see if they post it. But again, I don't want to spend all day on this. I want to take your calls when we get back. I got torture news, police state news, news on the economy. There's so much. I've got to shut up myself and just wait later and kind of cogently, calmly go over all the facts.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause, don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And back from 9 to midnight Central, getting more and more affiliates every week now. The truth is shining through no matter how radical or painful or bizarre the information we cover sounds. We back it up predominantly from government documents, legislation, and mainstream news, the news that falls between the cracks. No American can deny that we're losing our freedoms, but the hair on the back of your neck is standing up, that you know things aren't right with the world. And we're here telling the truth, and I salute our affiliates, our sponsors, our listeners, our callers, the great folks that run the broadcast, the Genesis Network, for standing up for freedom and the First Amendment. And just God bless you. I'm honored to be your host. I am blessed to be here. And with great power comes great responsibility, as they say in that recent popular Hollywood film. I want to go to Ralph, Sean, John, Keith, Frank, and others. We will momentarily. And then into some other important news. And I'll get back into the Popular Mechanics Full Tilt Boogie hit piece. I've been attacked lately by Vanity Fair and the American Legion and Washington Post, and I don't know, a score of other major publications, and that's good. It means we're hurting. It means we're going in and engaging this Death Star of lies at point-blank range and having an effect, leveling their propaganda, blasting giant holes in the dam, in the electronic Berlin Wall that they've built. And the more they try to patch, the more they try to abscond, the more people begin to look and become suspicious. And then they check out what I say, and then they check out what you say, and they find out that you're a pack of pirates, and they find out what you're really doing, and you lose all credibility. Now, I'm about to go to your calls, but I just want to tell all the listeners right now, if you want to counter the globalists, if you want to have an effect against them, then you need to join me on the front lines of the information war. You need to go to prisonplanet.com or infowars.com and go to the secure online shopping cart right now. You need to purchase my new film, 9/11, The Rise of the Police State, Martial Law 9/11, Rise of the Police State. You need to get this munition in your hands. You need to force multiply this information warfare weapon, this techno cure to the virus that is the New World Order. It is totally documented, professionally produced at a higher level than I've ever done. It is explosive in the info war. You need to get this munition, replicate this munition, replicate as many as you can, and begin passing it into the Matrix control grid and having others replicate. You've got to get this weapon. You've got to replicate this weapon. You've got to tell others to replicate this weapon immediately. Immediately. It's coming out in a month on DVD. It takes time to send it off, have it authored, then proof the master, because these aren't just burned. These are stamped, professional grade. Then I've got to get it shipped back to me, got to watch it, got to send it back. That's why we're releasing it on VHS first, 2 hours, 35 minutes. This cannot wait, folks. They're having all these Al-Qaeda alerts, and the terrorists are going to hit you, and we're going to have martial law after it happens. We've got to have this film out there. It really, Road to Tyranny really caused a massive shift in this country. I was the first person to release a 9/11 film, 9/11, the emergency release, 3 weeks after 9/11. I just offered it for 2 months until Road to Tyranny was completed. I released 9/11, the Road to Tyranny, still the preeminent work on 9/11 until now. Now I have released five, almost 6 months in the making, my ultimate crowning achievement. Martial Law 9/11, Rise of the Police State. I'm telling you, you've got to get this video. It's three films in one. We show you the police state in New York, the secret police, reporters being arrested. That's just the first 30 minutes. Then we spend over an hour on 9/11. And the latest infos, just in rapid fire, laying it out. And then we spend an hour on who the globalists are, their ideology, the skull and bones, the Bohemian Grove, how Arnold's connected, how it's connected to the Nazis, the Bushes and the Nazis. You know, we go to the Library of Congress, show you the documents. It's all in there. This thing gives you the master plan. So we show you the police state in America, show you 9/11, show you who was behind it, and then show you why they're so evil. It is unlike any other 9/11 film you've ever seen. PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Order your hard copy. We should be shipping these out by the end of the week, so be first in line to get it. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv. You can watch it all right now. 15 cents a day for a monthly or yearly subscription. Watch that film, all my other films, books, videos. It's ridiculous. My weekly TV reports, PrisonPlanet.tv. I got a bunch of calls from people going, you know, your video's already been put all over the internet. And, you know, one side of me says, man, if we don't sell enough memberships, if I don't sell enough copies of this, I can't make another film. This film cost me $25,000 to make. But the other side of me, the side that is dominant in, you know, in this moral fight, I just say, so what? Good. I mean, you know, we have to charge something if we're going to stream it. Because I can't pay $5,000-$6,000 a month bandwidth bills without you helping me. But PrisonPlanet.tv, if you want to support us, and here I am telling you that the video's already out there on the web. But I would hope that you'd go, you know, pay $4.95 for a monthly subscription and watch it, so you can see more. And again, get all 12 of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other books, a bunch of other videos we've been authorized to post. My weekly TV report, my best audio interviews on the radio show, 15 cents a day, come on. Or call toll-free to get a hard copy of the film or any of my films, 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or simply write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. It really is up to you, folks. You can get the video. You can make 10 copies. Give it to others. Tell them to make 10 copies. And I call senators up. I call congressmen up. You know, we find out Hunter S. Thompson was waking up to 9/11 through my videos. I call state reps up who were throwing the Patriot Act out in their states. Oh, I'm doing this because of your film Police State 3. It's having a massive effect. I find out members of the British Parliament woke up from Road to Tyranny. This is what you did. You know, I build the seed with God's help. I build the nexus of the info weapons. I mean, these are weapons, people. These are highly destructive to the New World Order, highly creative and proactive to us. And I mean, literally, folks, they are scared to death. They are attacking me left and right now. I pray to God that he gives me more time. I hope they don't kill me soon. I'm going to be frank with you. I hope God gives me more time. I pray God gives me more time to be a vessel. But I'm telling you, folks, that if you get the siege, buy the siege, and be Johnny Appleseeds out there, we can bring them to their knees. I'm telling you. And I put my life on the line to do this, and I know it's worth it, and I'm pleased, and it's really an honor and a pleasure to be at the tip of the spear in many respects. So please, please defend your family, defend this country, get the truth about the New World Order out, and, you know, help make my life mean something, too, at the same time. That's all that matters to me, is that I'll leave a better place for my children and my family, and for my children and my family to live in a better place. Your children have got to live in a good place. You know, this whole yuppie idea of look out for number one, that's how you get ahead, that's a fraud, folks. Self-sacrifice, dedication, that's how you get ahead. When everybody has that attitude, you have milk and honey in the streets, you have plenty, you have creativity and the dynamic human spirit that God has energized us with. That's what builds societies. That's what builds prosperity. And then we always get prosperous when we have freedom. Then we get decadent. Then we get corrupt. Then we get evil. And we're entering the bottom pendulum swing into the depths of tyranny right now. But at the same time, for every action, there's an equal or greater reaction. There is a massive resistance to this. And believe me, you can't count on others to do it. You've got to be part of this. All the beauty, all the love, all the things that are wonderful in life are threatened by the globalists. They hate life. They hate beauty. They hate happiness. They hate you and your family. They want you to be their slaves. Your freedom threatens them. They are psychopaths. And unless you have the courage to face the truth and take action, they're going to win. God helps those that helps themselves. So call right now and get the films. 1-888-253-3139. All right, that's enough. Ralph in Texas. Ralph, you're on the air, first caller. I'm going quick to your call, so go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir. I'm going to give each caller about 60 seconds. What's on your mind?
Okay, what's on my mind? I think more and more this nation is definitely speaking more like a dragon, and of course it points out in Revelation at the second beast and gives us power of the first beast, and that's what's going on. And I love what you're doing, Alex, and I do pray for you all the time because you're giving the truth out, totally the truth of the news, the truth of news. And, of course, we know the First Amendment's being challenged more and more. There's a lady that wrote in the 1800s that all liberty would be denied, our liberty of conscience would be denied. And when that takes place, the Christian people of the world need to get ready for what's to come, because there's going to be the great persecution will hit after the disasters hit, after these scumbags of the earth.
And so many Christians think that you just cop out. No, we have a job. We have a job.
We
have a job. Let me just finish. We have a job to warn people.
Right.
Anything else, Ralph?
Warn with long suffering. That's about it right now. I mean, I would like to get your personal number because I have some other important business to discuss with you.
Unfortunately, sir, I'm literally working around the clock. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I hardly have time to go see my grandmother. Sean in Alabama. Sean, go ahead. You're on the air.
Good morning, Alex. It's a pleasure to be speaking with you.
Good to talk to you.
I don't want to waste any time on Chertoff. His hit piece was laughable. I want to talk about Martial Law 911. I've watched all your movies, Alex, and without a doubt, this is your masterpiece. I showed it to my mother for the longest time now. She's been telling me, oh, you're listening to these kooks and this stuff is crazy. I showed her Martial Law 911, and it has silenced her opposition to mine looking into the New World Order once and for all. The proof that you present to anyone who has any love of the truth for them in them is undeniable. And for those of us, for those listening who don't think we're having an effect, that your movies aren't having an effect, I want to remind them that President Bush himself had to stand in front of the whole world and tell us not to listen to crazy conspiracy theories, because it is having an effect.
And so I get from what you're saying, it's very encouraging, Sean, that this info bomb blew her blinders off.
Yes, it did. It literally, it dumbfounded her. She watched it, and you backed up your claims with documented
every
evidence.
Every word with three mainstream news articles with the subtext blown up.
Exactly, and I showed her where she, you know, in case she wanted to try this mental dodge of maybe perhaps you're making up this documentation, I went to the web and I pulled up article after article that you have in your documentaries to show her, yes, indeed, these things are documented and in the open and that you're being lied to. And like I said, her opposition just melted away.
So now, I mean, what attitude does she have now?
The attitude she has, you know, you have to understand at her age, it's a little bit disconcerting to have your entire world view turned on its ear. It's kind of like Neo in The Matrix when he finds out the truth and he just can't, he throws up because it's so shocking. But she's starting to get it. And the key thing is that she's not denying it and calling it crazy conspiracy theories anymore.
Well, you need to explain to her that just because she knows the truth now doesn't mean that it wasn't there before.
Exactly.
You see, people live inside their minds like, oh, I know about this now. Now it's real. No, folks, the world is outside of us. People are so self-centered. It was still there. It was always there. Now you just know it was there. God bless you, Sean. Thanks for that testimony. John and Mass, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing today?
Good, sir.
Great. I just wanted to make a couple of comments. I got to watch your new documentary over the weekend, and it was excellent.
Thank you.
And I've been waking people up as much as I can with your videos. I have people putting your bumper stickers on their cars driving around, whether it's realtors or salespeople. So a lot of people are starting to see that, at least in my neck of the woods.
God bless you.
Hey, anything to wake people up at this point. And I just had a quick comment. I used to work in a hospital. I'm a former hospital worker. And just the amount of things that has been happening up here lately with the illegal aliens coming in and overflooding our hospitals. Some of my family still works in a hospital, and there are gang members now coming into the hospitals in some of the health centers that we have up here. And gang members are actually sent there to expose themselves in the waiting rooms. I don't know exactly what's going on, but we're having a real problem with a lot of illegal aliens doing this up here now.
Well, I know this. When I cut my finger off, it was flapping around on a piece of skin last year, I guess a year and a half ago now. I went to the emergency room, and I watched the illegal aliens go right in, and I watched Hispanics, blacks, whites, didn't matter, have to sit there. And that's because they have a rule. They have to make sure a citizen has insurance, but the illegals go right to the head of the line. And I'm sitting there with my finger literally flopping around. I'm going, I need to get this reconnected. I mean, my finger's still numb, folks. I need to get this reconnected, or I'm going to lose feeling in it. And it's insane. I've seen it myself.
Well, in another thing that we have up here in New York is, I know in Texas, I used to live in Austin, The majority of the people there that come in that are say, an illegal alien, they speak Spanish. Up here, hospital signs are posted in a minimum of 5 different languages, whether it's Russian, Portuguese, Spanish, Chinese, Cambodian, Vietnamese. We have such an influx from all over the world now.
I mean, hey, it's only going to get worse with the Chertoffs of the world in control. I mean,
we're not going to let them take over. That's all we got to do.
Listen, I appreciate your call. It's part of the globalist plan. The majority of Hispanics are against it in major polls. We always talk about Hispanics because that's the majority, Latin America. But it's Chinese, Russians, I mean, Africans, you name it. And what is it, like 67% of Hispanics are against it, 80-plus percent of the general public? But the media still goes, oh, Hispanics are for it, it's a racial issue. No, it's not. You bring in tens of millions of people who will work for nothing and are another culture, it balkanizes the country. We can't absorb, there's 30 million illegals right now. We're talking about another 30 million in the next 10 years. We cannot absorb it. They're building these NAFTA highways to bring them all in here.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at Infowars.com or Infowars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of 2 for only $49 or get 2 sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Keith, Frank, Farrell, Charles, Bart, everybody, your calls are coming up. Just continuing to roll with them. I'm just going to give, again, each caller just a few minutes because I got a bunch of other news I want to cover, and I'm going to respond to this Popular Mechanics hit piece and the latest ratcheting up of this in the next hour. Carl Schwartz was a prominent Republican, and of course, has written a book about his experiences and about 9/11. So let me go to Carl first, because he just called us from Florida. Then we'll go to Keith and Frank and Charles and Bart and everybody else. Carl, what's on your mind today?
Alex, as we were talking off the air, I don't want to turn this into a match with Art Bell myself, but I would put my facts up against any facts that were presented in Popular Mechanics. I've offered Art Bell and George Nuri several chances to be on their show. They never even responded back. But what you were saying earlier is absolutely true. These people have controlled the story. They've controlled the mythology. And now they're getting extremely nervous.
Please don't lump Nuri on with that. He's very busy. He's had me on five times. Lets me talk about whatever I want. And look, Bell has a right to say he doesn't believe it. That's his right. I'm talking about the Homeland Security Chief's cousin. I'm talking about Benjamin Chertoff challenging me that night, saying I was afraid to call in when I was asleep. I didn't even know that was going on.
Right. I mean, I'm seeing the same thing. They try to take it and they twist it, and they're getting very nervous, Alex, about the fact that not all of us fell for their mythology. And some of us has stayed on the trail to where it is getting very hard for them to keep covering this up.
Yeah, it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. It's the biggest thing on the net now, next to pornography. It's pornography and then exposing 9/11.
Well, one of my people called me just before I got on the air with you and said, just Googled your name on the Internet, 1.35 million hits. You know, people are paying attention. They are coming back. They are looking at it. They're thinking it through, and they're saying, you know what? Everything that's coming out of Washington, D.C. has been a lie. Now,
people know we have fake reporters, folks, like Mr. Gannon, you know, the male prostitute. This weekend, I actually watched television. There was on TV, you know, this male madam who does porn is a White House employee. Folks, he wasn't a fake reporter. He was paid by the White House. That's what the media is ignoring. I mean, so how many more of these reporters are fake?
I'm not sure, but I'm hearing from very reliable sources that there's a good chance that Gannon is actually Johnny Ghosh, which goes all the way back to the Franklin scandal out of Omaha. And, you know, when you start seeing trails like that popping up, you know, they may have put Gannon in there just to embarrass this administration. You know, get them focused on something else like their own butt instead of trying to figure out how to plunder the rest of it. I mean, that's where I drew the line, Alex. I mean, I came right off Wall Street. I've got a lot of knowledge about who is doing this to America, how they're doing this to America. And what you're seeing here, you're seeing policies that are being devised and implemented so we don't pay attention to what they're really doing.
Well, how obvious is it when the cousin, you know, right there in the same neighborhood, first he says no comment about the Homeland Security Chief, you know, who they call reportedly, you know, Uncle Chertoff.
Yep.
I mean, imagine we've got the guy's cousin writing hit pieces. How obvious is that?
Yeah, it's very obvious because they're getting nervous. They probably couldn't get anybody else to write it, Alex. They probably couldn't take it to over to ABC or over to Bill O'Reilly and get them to buy off on this and said, you know, that's just a little too cozy. But, I mean, all the way across the board, I haven't found anything. As a Republican and as an ecumenical Christian, I can't find a single ounce of truth out of this Bush administration on any subject.
Well, now they tell us they never said there were weapons of mass destruction and we're conspiracy theorists. And they debunked us, Carl. They never said there were weapons of mass destruction. Listen, I got to get you on. Carl, I got to get you on sometime. I'm going to let you go.
Alex, you know what a conspiracy theory is?
What is it?
Osama bin Laden attacked us on 9/11/2001.
Well, you know, he made NORAD stand down from the cave. Good hearing from you. We'll be back with the second hour.